This news update's being brought to you by Thumbbank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. The need for blood donations is always critical, especially this time of the year. And because of that, St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Byrne Road in Pigeon will be hosting a blood collection drive. The drive will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, January the 2nd. Although walk-ins are welcome, appointments are recommended and can be done by going to the website redcrossblood.org. And three Caro City Council members are facing recall petitions alleging they violated the city charter by not filling a vacant council seat within 60 days. City resident Shane Pelega filed the petitions with Tuscola County Clerk's Office against council members Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Hetty, citing Caro Charter Section 5.9. A fourth petition against Trustee Charlotte Kish was rejected because she's in her final year of a fourth term, making her ineligible for recall under state law, according to County Clerk Jody Fetting. The Tuscola County Election Commission will hold a clarity and factual hearing at 8 a.m. Tuesday, December 16th, in the Probate Family Courtroom in Caro to determine whether the petitions meet legal requirements. If approved, Pelega will begin collecting signatures from registered voters. This is the second recall attempt in recent months following an unsuccessful effort targeting Mayor Karen Schneider and Councilmember Emily Campbell. And the Eastern Michigan Small Business Network will accept applications December 16th through 23rd for its Small Business Grant Program. The program offers grants of up to $20,000 to qualifying small businesses in Shiawassee, Lapeer, Tuscola, Huron, Sanilac, and St. Clair counties, with a total of $213,158 to be distributed. Funds must be used for items such as equipment, inventory, furniture, or software, while payroll and construction costs are not eligible. The top-rated applications from each county will receive awards, which will be announced January the 9th. The EMSBN operates under Michigan Economic Development Corporation Small Business Support Hub Grant, backed by American Rescue Plan, funding from the U.S. Department of Treasury. The program is administered by the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County in partnership with regional development agencies and the Michigan Small Business Development Center. Full eligibility details and application links are available at Eastern Michigan Small Business Network.com/funding. For links, weather, news, birthdays, obituaries, and more, you can find all that information at thumbnet.net. And we'll be back right after this.
The holidays are here, and Ashley and Bad Axe is making it easier than ever to refresh your home and find the perfect gifts. It's the Holly Jolly Sales Event with savings across the store. Right now, take up to 25% off store-wide and enjoy 50% off accessories. Clearance items starting at just $3, so it's the perfect time to add those finishing touches to any space. Looking for something ready to wrap? Ashley and Bad Axe has pick-up-and-go gifts waiting for you. End tables, recliners, vanities, lamps, rugs, and more. And if you're not sure what to choose, gift certificates are available too, giving your loved ones the freedom to pick exactly what they want. Ashley and Bad Axe truly has something for everyone. Dad can relax in a recliner with heat, massage, and charging stations. Mom will love a stylish sofa or love seat set that transforms the living room. The kids can enjoy bunk beds, desks, and bedroom decor designed just for them. And grandparents, lift chairs that bring comfort, independence, and peace of mind. And here's the best part. You can buy now and pay later with 1 year and 5 year 0% financing. Make this holiday season brighter. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe today for all the details. Shop local this holiday season. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with your national and international news. The Pentagon is assessing force protection measures in the Middle East after U.S. officials confirmed that two American service members and a civilian interpreter were killed in an ambush near Palmyra in Syria, an attack that's drawn vows of strong response from President Donald Trump and renewed focus on safety of small U.S. deployments in conflict zones. An Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has pledged to review the country's already strict firearms legislation after the Bondi Beach shooting, saying national rules and licensing systems will be examined in coordination with state governments amid public debate over how the attackers obtained their weapons. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today, as well as Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Sarah Sakin from Thumb Bank and Trust's Pigeon Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, and I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a blessed Happy Holiday Season.